Let's do the whole show that way.
That was a laugh, by the way.
Bless you, Buster.
That's Bert.
Buster just sneezed. Okay. We're gonna do a couple more theme songs, a couple more TV themes, and two more people for dinner.
Let's do a couple dinner guests first.
Dinner guests.
Okay. I gotta get mine in.
By the way, I've rearranged my list a little since last we spoke about it, and I am back to 6 men and 4 women.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know.
Okay.
Who's yours?
Well, my next dinner guest. Back to men for me.
Yep.
How could you not? Benjamin Franklin.
Hmm. Interesting.
He'd get drunk. He'd flirt with the women.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He'd fart proudly.
Mm-hmm.
And he could probably tell you anything. He was an inventor and a vivant, and he might bring a prostitute.
He was an ambassador. He was Franklin.
He's a cool-ass guy, and
he was
invited
writer?
To my dinner.
Yeah. He and Adams did not end up on good terms.
He's not going to Chowder Shack,
it's
whatever
right.
That's called.
John Adams is not invited to the dinner. However, I will go ahead and lay out my next guest is Abigail Adams, which is John Adams' wife.
Oh, okay. But she has to leave him at home because of Ben.
Yeah, exactly.
But no fighting at your dinner.
But she'll engage him. She'll probably get all up in his grill. Why are you still not my husband? That's what I like about Abigail.
See, I don't know about Abigail. You got to tell me about Abigail.
Abigail, while John was at the First Continental Congress, Abigail wrote him a letter. She knew about the whole revolution and independence measure, and she was very much in favor of it. She said, "Yeah, we should totally declare independence."
Awesome!
That is sweet, dude. But she wrote him a letter saying, when you guys are writing up all your laws, please don't forget the women.
Oh.
Because, women should have rights too, John, and you know that. And he wrote back some patronizing shit about,
Mrs.
Whatever.
Woman.
Mrs. Woman. But she was very much, and she was very much a political mover.
And a shaker.
She used to do, because John was obnoxious and disliked, she used to do a lot
That's
of...
That's why you want to hang out with
him. Yeah. Well, he thought of himself as obnoxious and disliked.
Okay.
Most people who knew him during that time said he wasn't as obnoxious as he thought he was. But because he had a whole thing about not really not about being obnoxious and disliked, she would often scoot around and get information for him. So when he and Jefferson were on the outs, they went to a dinner party that Jefferson was at, and she sat next to him. So she was like trying to draw him out the whole dinner party, and like right after dinner, she like went down and wrote down every single thing they said and brought it to John. And so she's great. She's like a little spy for him and stuff. They were the first power couple, John and Abigail.
Oh, they were the Bill and Hillary of their time.
Exactly, and they were. Madly in love their entire lives, which is it's really a wonderful little love story. I've been listening to a audiobook that's a biography of John Adams, but a lot of it has to do obviously with Abby
Abby.
So it's great, and I love her. She's kick ass. I would love to have her for dinner.
You kick some ass.
Yes. All right. A couple more theme songs.
Yeah.
You want to
okay,
try to
I'll
with me?
I'll sing the first one, and you guess what it is.
Okay.
And then I have one that you're going to have to sing.
Okay.
Okay, this is for okay. Fill it in. Something comes after that.
I should know, but I don't. You know, the
there's
a train?
Your beginning. Yeah.
Is it Petticoat Junction?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Petticoat Junction.
I was terrified you were going to use Petticoat Junction, because I'm like, I have to use Petticoat Junction, because I do not know that theme song at all. But the train was a good giveaway.
Good.
All right. Okay. Oh, here's one I can sing. Are you ready?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. It's really more of a whistling thing, but I'll try and sing it like the Star Trek theme kind of thing.
Okay. That's Lassie.
Yeah, very good.
Lassie.
Come here, girl.
What? Oh, yeah. Come here, girl. What? Could it? What? Timmy? What? He's in the well. Oh, God.
Timmy's in the well. Okay, give me another one. I'm ready.
Okay, now you have to sing this one. Okay. I'm giving you the show. You got to sing the theme.
All right.
The Amazing Race.
Oh, God. Dun, dun, dun. Dun 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 dun.
Very good.
And then there's a whole sort of.
And there's kind of an. Yeah, the Heavenly Choir comes in.
The bridge.
More like an Aboriginal tribesman comes in. Oh, okay.
All right. Let's see. I am going to challenge you to sing. The Facts of Life. That's an easy one. The Facts of Life.
Oh, God. I don't know all the words. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them all, take them both, and then you have the facts of life. The facts of life. And there's Tootie and a black girl.
Tootie is
bitch
the black
and a
girl.
Snob. And all that's right. And a fat one, the facts of life.
The facts of life.
And an old lady. Okay. I got the first line.
If the listeners insist on having a fuller version, I will go ahead and do it for you next segment.
Okay. This is piece of piss. Piece of piss.
Oh, good. I like piece of pisses.
Okay.
Pieces of piss.
And you can fill in the where it comes.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun.
That girl.
That girl. That girl. That girl.
Yeah, you should
it's
make
that
it up.
Girl.
Yeah.
She's that she's girl. That girl.
That girl. That girl. That girl. That girl. Yeah, before the actual lyrics came along, I would sing, that girl. That girl, that girl, that girl, etc. But then there were actually lyrics like puppies, rainbows,
diamonds, snowflakes, yeah. Daisies.
Whatever. That girl.
You know, when she flies that kite through the park,
mm-hmm.
Bra is not nearly strong enough.
No.
She is flopping.
Nothing
all
can
over
contain
the...
her.
Yes. Oh, you got that right.
I like
Donald
when she,
was off camera.
I like when she
something else.
I like when she waves at the mannequin and the mannequin waves at her.
Waves back and almost mm-hmm. tries to wink, but doesn't mm-hmm. quite get it.
Yeah, her wink is a little.
It's all that eye makeup.
A little on the and the big, huge, frickin' false eyelashes.
Yeah,
huge false eyelashes. All right, that's enough for this segment,
that's
though.
That's enough. Yes.
Hey, gang, we're gonna watch Dressed to Kill. Eddie Izzard, Dressed to Kill.
When you see the new episode pop up, you pop in.
You
it's
pop
ready.
In.
You start watching Eddie at that exact. Have it ready. And watch
they
some
still
Eddie.
Won't quite be in sync.
Well, I know,
can't.
But you'll be as close as you can get.
As
when
close as
when
you
it
can
pops up,
get.
You hit play, and we're all going to be in the same. We'll be in the same shtick.
Exactly in the same shtick. That's exactly what we'll be.
Yeah.
All right. So, gang. That's it. That's it.
Go away.
Yeah. Okay. This shoo, is over. This
shoo.
Is over. Watch Eddie now.
You're drawing the flies.
Come on. Shoo. Nothing more to see here. Move along. Okay. Bye bye.
Well, wait a minute.
What?
If this is the one that starts Eddie.
Yeah, we're gonna watch it after the 5:30 show. This is the 5:30 show.
Okay.
So as soon as this episode is over, turn Eddie on. That's what they're.
Oh, as soon as it's over. Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
So it's not going to be right at 8:30.
No. Nobody's going to be completely synced up with us.
No, I mean us. When do we start?
We're going to start at 5:30. Just don't worry
okay.
about it. You're so concerned that the whole world is perfectly synced with
just
us.
Follow me and don't
nobody
ask
else
any questions.
Is even going to be watching it. Except maybe Lily.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Alrighty then. Bye, everybody.
Welcome back.